Nearly 1 year after the death of Pope John Paul II, Pope Benedict drew attention to his Marian spirituality during today's Mass of the Rings with the College of Cardinals.
A ricordo di quel tragico evento,
Pope Benedict remarked on the mosaic of the Virgin Mary his predecessor had put in the Apostolic Palace after he survived an assassination attempt in 1981, a survival he attributed to the intercession of the Virgin. That mosaic looked down on the square as Pope Benedict celebrated Mass, and he said the icon of the Annunciation, more than any other, helps us to see clearly how everything in the Church goes back to the mystery of Mary's acceptance of the Divine Word, by which the covenant between God and humanity was perfectly sealed. Pope Benedict said that today's feast allows him to speak of both the Petrine and Marian aspects of the Church.
Il tema del rapporto tra il principio petrino e quello mariano.
He said this relationship is found in the symbol of the ring each of the new cardinals received, which carries a nuptial meaning, both signifying their commitment to watch over the Church and a renewal of their yes addressed both to Jesus and the Church.
Accipite ergo annulum, signum dignitatis, pastoralis solicitudinis, et firmioris societatis cum Petri sede.
This consistory was the first chance for all of the cardinals to meet since last year's conclave. Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor of Westminster said the manner of this week's consistory came from discussions during that April meeting.
The important thing is that we met, that during those days before the conclave, when the cardinals met in the Synod Hall, a lot of the cardinals said, we ought to do this more often, meet together, as a support for each other, but most of all, support we were then for the new pope, whoever he was going to be, and that he would like to know that he had this large body of bishops or cardinals whom he could consult with. And now Pope Benedict has done just that. He asked us to come for a day to talk about things which we wanted to talk about and what he wanted to talk about.
For the cardinals, the consistory was a chance to get to know one another. For the thousands of pilgrims who traveled to Rome for the occasion, it was a chance to celebrate their bishops and friends being elevated to the highest ranks of the Church.
It's always a joy to witness one of these celebrations of the Church for the universal nature of the Church. Cardinals from all over, rich and poor, north and south, east and west. And I think the attention that will be paid to the problems of the Church in the developing world is something that is highlighted by a celebration like this.
Well, I'm very grateful that our Holy Father has made such good cardinals, and I'm sure that that's part of his blessing for us, to be good cooperators with him, and so we are very pleased.
I know Bishop Sean from Boston. I went to school with him, and I am very happy to be here with him. It is an honor. And he, of course, is a Capuchin, and I am a Capuchin, so we are very pleased that the Holy Father has recognized his skills and his talents.
At the end of this consistory, there are now 193 cardinals, of which 120 could vote in a conclave. I'm Charles Collins.